Well, let me tell you, I'm impressed with God's power, aren't you? Yes, yes, yes. You know, like I told her, I said, you know, there's many, many, many healings that's not on God's power. You know, it's only an hour and a half long, you know. In fact, this gentleman sitting right here on the front row, you know, when he first came here, his is not on there at all. His happened after. But he came in one time and he was down in his back. And there was a lady who recommended he come out here. And so he came out here. And I asked him what he'd done. He said he was a businessman. And I said, well, do you have any kind of sin in your life? And he said something like, well, you know, do you know anybody that doesn't have some kind of sin in their life? I said, yeah. I said, do you want to get healed? He said, well, of course I do. That's why I came out here. I said, well, you got to repent of that sin. Is that what I told you, Jack? I said, you have to repent of your sins. I said, you got to be morally, ethically pure before God. Well, he didn't really realize how important being perfect was in the sight of God. He repented of all of his sins, and I reached over and put my hand on his back and prayed for him and asked God to heal him. And I said, how do you feel? And he said, I don't feel any better now than I did when you prayed for me. I said, well, okay. But I said, just keep praising the King and you'll get your healing, I guarantee. I said, when I pray for you, I guarantee. If you got rid of your sin, I guarantee God's going to heal you. Well, Jack didn't quite get to the car till his pain went away. So he went ahead and went home, and then 2 weeks later, he come back in, he walked right up to me and said, Pastor, what you teach really works. Yeah. Now, he'd been in a Baptist church all his life, and I guess he'd never seen a healing or a miracle, had you, Jack? No, no, never seen a healing or a miracle in a big Baptist church over here. You never seen that either? Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
And so anyway, God virtually healed him instantly. Before he got to the car, he was healed, and he never has had no trouble with back since. No, that's been, what, 2 or 3 or 4 years ago? Well, and then he had another thing on the back of his hand. I think your daughter had one of those too, didn't she? She's a surgeon, yeah. And, of course, Jack come to me, and right on the back of this hand, right up here, was a great big old lump. Well, what do you do with a great big old lump when it's on the back of a hand? You curse it. And command it to leave in the name of Jesus. Now, I know Jack's walking in obedience to God's word because he's had this. For how many years did you have that?
40
years he's had this thing on his hand. Big old thing. It was right along there somewhere, wasn't it, Jack?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly. I remember that day that I put my hand on big old puffy thing and I cursed it and commanded it to leave. I said, now I guarantee you'll get healed in the name of Jesus. How long did it take? 6 to 9 months. Oh, but Jack didn't give up. He stayed with it. He stood on God's word. See, now, I think this is something that we forget when we pray. In other words, I'm going to take you to I've now learned why I didn't get my prayers answered for a long time. I didn't really pray in faith. You know, I mean, I didn't pray much at all, you know, as a child of God. I was a deacon in the Baptist church. Yeah, I prayed, but I never prayed in faith. I never prayed and reached up and told somebody, I guarantee that thing's going to come off because I prayed for it. But when you get to that point where you can do that, it will come off, won't it, Jack? 40 years he'd had that thing and it come off. 40 years. And like he said, 6 to 9 months or something like that. You don't remember exactly, but it was there for a while. But he stood on the Word of God. Now he knows that God's Word and His promises are always yes and amen. It does not necessarily, if you don't get your answer right now, but you're going to continue to stand. Now I think where we're missing it a whole lot is that first, number one, I think we're not really repenting of our sins. I think that, I mean, I remember when I go to the book of Matthew, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, why could we not heal that boy with this epilepsy? He said, because of your unbelief. If you have faith and doubt not, nothing shall be impossible with you. Is that what it says, Jack?
That's exactly what it says.
Wow. So what should be impossible with us? As sons and daughters of God? Nothing. I mean, we're children of the king. So why are we letting the enemy beat up on us? Why did Jack let the enemy put that thing on his hand for 40 years? I can tell you for sure, somewhere way back yonder, he got into some kind of sin that opened the door. And somebody got under his skin and that big old thing come up on his hand. Y'all see where I'm coming from? Somebody got under his skin. Now, I know none of y'all ever let anybody get under your skin, right? Well, if you do, repent and don't go there. What is the commandments that God give us in the new covenant? Love who? Love the Lord your God with all your mind, your heart, and your strength, and your neighbor as? So that's all it is, isn't it? So if we're walking in love, when we pray, we should get our answer, right? Now, if it don't happen quickly, and it may not, I mean, I can remember times that I've had things that didn't happen quickly, and I've had to stand on the Word of God. And so let me take you to Matthew 11:12. I want you to see this. I think we don't get tough enough with God's Word. I think we're a bunch of wimps. That's what I think we are. I know I am. I mean, I'm really a wimp. You know, if I was really a real strong man of faith, what did the king say I could do?
Anything.
Wow. That tells me something, doesn't it? So have I ever prayed for anybody that didn't get healed? Yeah. Now, of course, you know, there might have been two problems there. I might have not had enough faith, or they might not have repented of their sins too, see? So that's the problem. You know, a lot of times, I mean, I think about this little girl out here in the hallway, you know, that how we prayed for that little girl for a year and a half with no results. Has everybody seen the pictures of Jenna out there in the hallway? Okay, if you haven't seen the pictures of Jenna out there, look at them when you walk out the door there. There's about 8 pictures of her when she was sick and afflicted. And then there's 6 pictures to the left after she got healed. And when the mother found out it was her sin that made her little daughter sick, I said, okay, now that you've repented of the sin, we can pray the prayer of faith and the little girl will get healed. She said, Thurman, I do not want to pray for my daughter's healing. I said, what? She said, yes, yeah, since I found out it was my sin that put this sickness upon her, and she's got all them terrible scars all over her body, I want the Lord to give her a brand new coat of skin. And he did, didn't he? When we prayed, he gave her a brand new coat of skin. Now, a lot of times when we pray for something, the problem is we don't have enough faith to believe him for nothing. I've had people come out here to a healing school and ask me to pray for whatever, maybe a headache. And before they leave, they got healed. And next healing school, they come back and say, well, I had diabetes. And they name off about 5 things. I said, why didn't you ask me to pray for them last month? Well, I didn't think God would do all that at one time. Do we think God's limited on his power? Yes, my arm grown short. That's what he told Moses, whatever. When Moses said, Lord, these people won't meet. He said, tomorrow I'll have them meet. He said, Lord, if you killed every fish in the sea, you couldn't feed this multitude meat by in the morning. God says, Moses, is my arm getting short? You know, I mean, who do you think I am? I don't think we realize who he is. Y'all know where I'm coming from? We do not realize who our master is. We look at him like he's a man, just like you and me. Luke 1:37, I quoted that a lot of times when I was down there in that hospital with my granddaughter. Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with my God. Nothing. And of course, there she was with a severed brain stem and skull crushed in 5 places and eyes jerked out of her brain and all the different things that was, and he healed all that. And today she's 13 years old, running and playing. I want us to think about, okay, yeah, that one there, Matthew 11:12. And from the time of John the Baptist began preaching and baptizing until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and violent people attacked it. Where is the kingdom of heaven? It's in us. The kingdom of heaven is in you and me. The book of Luke clearly tells you that, that the kingdom of heaven is in you and the enemy. Now, here's what happens. This took me a long time to figure this out. And since we're talking about Jack, we'll go back 40 years or 40 plus years ago. It's not hard at all for you to realize now that somebody got under your skin back there, Jack. It wasn't hard at all, right? And so that brought that thing upon you. Now, you didn't know what to do. You didn't know how. You had to repent, you know, and then stand on his word, and it would go away because you had it for 40 years. He has a daughter that's a surgeon, and she says, Dad, I can take that off. He said, but I'm going to let Jesus take it off. You know, that might have been the reason God left it on there another 8 or 9 months. I'm going to see if this boy of mine is going to really trust me or if he's going to let his daughter take that thing off. But you trusted God, didn't you? And he took it off, didn't he?
He did.
And one thing about when he takes it off, you know, there's not even a scar there, Jack. The price was right. Huh? Now, I'm telling you that if you have faith and doubt not, you can, even after somebody has surgery and they have scars on their body, I have seen scars come off several times. I mean, you can pray and ask God, stand on his word. And I think that's probably another thing that we don't do, is we don't get violent enough when we come to this. Violent people attacked it. When's the last time you had some kind of sickness or something come up on you? Instead of going to the hospital or the doctor, you got a hold of the devil and you took the word of God. You begin to quote to him that he's not going to do this to you or your child. Now, Lord, I've realized I've got this come upon me and I don't know what I did. I don't know what kind of sin I've committed here that's brought this upon me. But I am not going to let this happen to me in the name of Jesus. Now, I remember that little lady that was up there in we were in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they brought this little lady in. I mean, she was just a little lady. And, I mean, she was skinny. She was laying on the bed. They brought her in.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Your Test of Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.